This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Food and Drug Administration recently approved the treatment that many may offer hope for new moms suffering from postpartum depression. Zulresso is the first drug approved specifically for postpartum depression. Its results are being called groundbreaking by some in the psychiatric community. Many women are finding relief within 48 hours of treatment. Now, it does require almost 3 days in a clinical facility to receive the treatment, and the price tag right now is about $34,000. Joining us to talk about the new drug is Dr. Samantha Meltzer-Brody. She's a professor of mood and anxiety disorders at UNC's School of Medicine and the academic principal investigator on the clinical trials of Zulresso. Samantha, welcome. Good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So tell us about this drug and how it works. I don't know if we should start by talking about how postpartum depression works, but maybe we'll start with the drug.
So we have been really excited to participate in the development of brexanolone, now called Zulresso, and have been working on this for almost 6 years. In 2011, the perinatal psychiatry program at UNC opened the first inpatient perinatal unit in the country for moms. This provided a perfect place that when a small biotech company that was very small, like a handful or two of people, approached us almost 6 years ago with a compound that actually was a proprietary formulation of allopregnanolone, which is a hormone breakdown product of progesterone, to study this and to see if we'd be interested in infusing it with women that were suffering from severe postpartum depression. So UNC participated in the original infusion studies. We thought we would look to see if there was any kind of signal at all. And to our great surprise, the first patient that received it had a really remarkable and robust response, unlike anything we had seen before. This is the first drug for postpartum depression. It's also a rapidly acting antidepressant, of which other than a new rapidly acting antidepressant, esketamine, that was approved 2 weeks ago, there have been no rapidly acting antidepressants, and we've largely pharmacologically been using the same drugs for 30 years. So to have a new drug that works this quickly has been really amazing, and I think offering relief quickly within days is a real paradigm shift, because generally it takes weeks to months.
So I'm hearing two different things here, and I want to hear how they're related. One, it works quickly. The other, it is specifically for women with postpartum depression. Are those two things, would it work quickly with someone who had another kind of depression, or would it only work for someone?
It's a great question. And so the short answer is it's not been studied yet in women who don't have postpartum depression or in men. So that is a really interesting next line of research. However, we know that brexanolone, again, which is a proprietary formulation of allopregnanolone, acts on GABA-A receptors, which is a new mechanism of action. And actually, the biotech company Sage Therapeutics is now studying an oral drug, which is a different form. It's not allopregnanolone, but it also acts on GABA-A receptors. And they're studying it in major depression, as well as in postpartum depression.
Well, let me stop you there. You don't have to tell me in detail what a GABA-A receptor is, but is that relevant in all depressions, or is it only relevant in postpartum?
Well, it looks like from studies to date that it may be relevant in all depressions. So that work is still ongoing, and we won't know for a couple years. But it very well may be that brexanolone has proven a path forward for understanding how to treat depression more broadly. And I think there's been such a need for innovation. There's been such a need for novel ways of treating depression. So certainly postpartum depression, one of the most common medical complications of childbirth, occurring in 10 to 15% of all women that give birth, can be absolutely devastating. So for any listener who's suffering with postpartum depression, has sadness, low mood, often anxiety, not being able to interact with the baby how they want, it's also one of the greatest causes of maternal mortality. And so for families that have this, there's so much stigma around depression in general, and particularly at this most vulnerable time when mothers are supposed to be happy. So this is a huge breakthrough to have something that could work within a day or so. The studies from the open label through phase three clinical trials have really been remarkable in terms of the rapid onset of effect.
So I want to get back to the drug in just a minute and how it works and how it would be administered. But let's talk for a moment about what is postpartum depression.
So postpartum depression is a major depressive episode that occurs very near childbirth. Some women have onset of symptoms in late pregnancy that then often get worse postpartum. For other women, they feel great during pregnancy and then they have this onset of depressive symptoms, diagnostically speaking, in the first month postpartum that it starts. And there's all different hypotheses why it happens. One is there's great hormonal fluctuations during pregnancy to postpartum, with pregnancy hormones being very high and then rapidly falling. But there's other hypotheses too. Women that may be genetically vulnerable, we know early adverse life events can play a role. But whatever causes it, it often comes on quickly and women really feel horrendous. So what's supposed to be a happy time, they are really suffering greatly.
And talk about how Zulresso works, because I think you would have to know a little bit more about the cause to figure out how to address this. How does it work?
So Zulresso, because it is a breakdown product of progesterone, which is one of the pregnancy hormones, estrogen and progesterone, that go very high and then plummet, the idea is that by administering this type of drug, that you are able to, if you will, reset what may be happening. And because we know that this type of drug actually hits this specific type of receptor, most of these things are very complicated, and exactly what happens is still not known. But what we have seen is this rapid onset of action in women. So it's a 60-hour infusion. It is an IV infusion in a medically supervised setting. And women can walk around with IV poles and, you know, have babies come and visit. They need to be monitored to make sure that all safety considerations are being appropriately managed.
So what are the side effects?
So the main side effect is sedation or sleepiness, which actually can be a positive. Many women with postpartum depression have difficulty sleeping even when the baby is sleeping. However, too much sedation is never a good thing. And so that has to be carefully monitored to make sure someone doesn't lose consciousness. We did not have that happen at all in our experience at UNC. However, that was reported in a few people over the course of anyone that got this drug. So that has to be monitored and can be easily managed by turning down the IV. But nonetheless, it's something that has to be carefully monitored.
Can a woman, should a woman breastfeed during this time or after she's gotten this infusion?
In the clinical trials, women were not able to breastfeed during the period of time of actually receiving the drug and for a few days afterwards. But there is more data collected that shows the amount transmitted to breast milk is very small. So until the FDA releases the labeling, there will not be an answer on the guidance around breastfeeding. I think that it's important to emphasize that for women that have severe postpartum depression, they are not functioning well. And they are really suffering, worried about whether they can take care of the baby. It quickly becomes a family emergency. My experience with these clinical trials is that for women, it was really just amazing and often life-saving to have rapid relief of symptoms. People often worry, are they going to need to be away from their baby for 60 hours? And the short answer is hopefully not away from their baby for 60 hours at all. But for someone that is that sick and ill, it seems a brief amount of time, given that depression can go on for a very long time. And for some women, it's really difficult to treat.
Now, right now, the price tag is around, what, $34,000?
That is what I've learned, too. So as the principal academic investigator, I have not been involved in anything related to commercialization. But certainly, that is a concern, and everyone is very eager. I'm on the top of the list of eager to see whether payers will cover the cost. Certainly, it's going to be critically important for access to have it covered by both public and private health insurance. Almost 50% of deliveries in this country are covered by Medicaid public insurance. So I think there's a lot of concern about access, but I'm hoping that anyone who needs it will be able to get it. But that is still being played out.
Let's talk about the bigger picture. You talked about the fact that we have been using to treat women with postpartum depression, other depression therapies and drugs that have been used for a long, long time now. Why has there been so little? If you talk about 10 or 15% of women who suffer from postpartum depression alone, that seems like a signal to the market that we need more of this. Why has there been so little research?
So there's been a lack of research in women's health in general. Women's health has been underfunded and largely neglected. Most drugs on the market now have never been tested in women of reproductive age, largely motivated by preventing any undue exposure to a fetus. However, that means that most drugs we take, if you're taking a drug for high blood pressure, it wasn't necessarily ever tested or studied in women prior to it being approved. I think that there's been a lack of innovation in drug development in CNS or psychiatry, neurology, because it's been a very difficult area. And this, I'm hoping, will herald a new era, understanding a new mechanism of action. I'm hoping will lead for lots of interest in innovation, not just in postpartum depression, which is critically important, but in depression more broadly. Depression is, according to the World Health Organization, one of the leading causes of disease-related disability. And suicide is now one of the greatest causes of death in our country, growing rates that are markedly rising and extraordinarily alarming in adolescents and in others. So we have to do a better job of diagnosing and treating depression, and innovation that leads us to understand new ways of treatment are amazing. I will say, as a women's health psychiatrist, I think it's fabulous that this new mechanism of action is studied in a women's health area and in postpartum depression, and that that may be a path forward to understanding depression more broadly is very cool.
When will Zulresso be on the market?
So Sage Therapeutics is saying June, and there is now just a lot of interest in figuring out logistics. We will be offering it at UNC and trying to figure out the logistics, and certainly waiting to hear what payers will say, and access issues all need to be worked out.
Dr. Samantha Meltzer-Brody is the academic principal investigator on the clinical trials for Zulresso, a new FDA-approved treatment for postpartum depression, also a professor of mood and anxiety disorders at the UNC School of Medicine and the director of the perinatal psychiatry program. Did I say that wrong?
That's all good.
psychiatry program at the UNC Center for Women's Mood Disorders. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me today.
You can find out more by looking at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a new musical performance based on the story of a Chinese dissident in Mao's China. Talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.